Need traffic control for your next project or event? Rent local with Avila Traffic Safety. We've got everything from light towers, message boards, custom signage, and certified crews ready to go. And the best part, every dollar you spend with us stays right here, supporting local jobs, boosting the local economy, and reinvesting your tax dollars into our community. Whether it's roadwork, parades, or public safety, we've got your lane covered. Call us today at 805-461-1600. Thanks for choosing Avila Traffic Safety.
When you use our traffic control services, you can expect the most competitive prices as well as local support. From traffic control plans, pilot car and flagging services, light towers, message boards, aero boards, as well as a full line of traffic safety rental equipment. We have been at your service since 2009 and have traffic safety professionals who are available to discuss your projects as well as your traffic control solutions. For more information, visit us online at avilatraffic.com.
Let's be honest, everyone hates putting up Christmas lights, so why not just skip it this year? The truth is, it's not about the lights. It's about creating the memories. It's about seeing the kids' faces light up and not spending all day hanging up lights. I'm Aaron King, the owner of Slow Holiday Lights. We handle everything you need to make this holiday season the most memorable yet. We design, install, maintain, and store the beautiful Christmas lights so you don't have to lift a finger. No ladders to fall off of, no tangled lights to mess with, no stress, period. Look us up at slowholidaylights.com.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, November 4th, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
Pastorable City Council reviewing residential development on Union Road. Where to vote or turn in your ballot on Election Day. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly sunny today with highs in the low 70s. It's 40 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Sam's Tree Service. Getting to the root of the problem. For a free estimate, 805-610-8266. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The City of Paso Robles has received an application for the development of a 154-unit residential development project. Located at 2930 Union Road, the project seeks to develop 154 semi-attached for-sale townhouse dwelling units. Currently, the zoning for this area does not allow residential units by right, as it is zoned as commercial light industrial planned development overlay. The applicant is proposing to rezone the property to mixed-use overlay, which would allow them to continue with the development cycle. But in addition to rezoning the rezoning request, the applicant is seeking the city to allocate 154 general plan surplus density units. This is part of the City Council Resolution 2186, which allows for a 345 dwelling unit surplus to be built within the 44,000 population planning threshold. The agenda item for tonight is only on allowing the surplus density units and will not approve other elements. You can attend in person at the Norris Room in Centennial Park or listen right here on KPRL. The City of Paso Robles is asking residents to remember to keep storm drains clear of leaves and debris. As the city heads into the fall season, keeping drains clear helps water flow freely during rainstorms, protects property, and keeps streets safe. The city says residents are encouraged to take these simple steps. Sweep or mow fallen leaves. Regularly clean them from sidewalks, driveways, and yards. Mowing leaves is an easy way to reduce cleanup and provide natural nutrients to your lawn. Avoid raking leaves into the street where they can clog storm drains. Encourage neighbors and local businesses to join in keeping storm drains clear. Taking just a few minutes to clear leaves around your home can make a big difference, the city says. Where to vote or turn in your ballot on Election Day. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385, 805-460-7385.
KPRL News continues at 6:11. Today is the final day to vote for the statewide special election. Voters in California have only one question on the ballot, yes or no on Proposition 50. Prop 50 proposes to redraw its congressional district lines without an independent citizens commission until 2030. Registered voters have until 8 p.m. today to turn in their ballots. You can drop off your ballot at any of the many drop boxes throughout the county, including at the Paso Robles, Atascadero, Santa Margarita, and Chandon Libraries. This election day, there will be a total of 45 polling places throughout the county. You can find your polling place and more information at slowvote.com. Polling locations will be open from 7 a.m. till 8 p.m. Those who have not yet registered to vote can still use conditional voting registration, where you must either do so at the county elections office in San Luis Obispo or the satellite North County office in Atascadero. Cal Fire San Luis Obispo, in cooperation with San Luis Obispo County Parks, will be conducting a vegetation management project at Monarch Grove Preserve in Los Osos. SLO County Parks and Recreation Department says hand crews will utilize chainsaws and chippers to remove dead, dying, and diseased vegetation to enhance fire safety in the area. This removal effort is planned for multiple days starting Wednesday, November 5th, and continuing through the end of the year. Fire crews will also be on site throughout the operation, along with resource management staff, to help avoid impacts to sensitive species. In sports, for the NFL, the Cardinals beat the Cowboys yesterday 27-17. In the NBA, the Lakers beat the Trail Blazers 123-115, the Nuggets over the Kings 130-124, the Heat beat the Clippers 130-119. Tonight, the Clippers will face the Thunder, and the Warriors will go against the Suns. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:13. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news. It's the first Tuesday in November, Election Day. Monday saw Democrats making a final push for Prop 50.
Prop 50 is not about drawing lines on a map. It is about holding the line to what makes us who we are.
Governor Gavin Newsom joined by other political leaders in San Francisco. Republican Kevin Kiley saying Prop 50 isn't about countering redistricting elsewhere.
It has nothing to do with Texas. It has nothing to do with North Carolina or Virginia or any other state. The only thing that Prop 50 will affect is our own state's election.
L.A. Dodgers celebrating the second straight World Series championship with a parade through downtown L.A. and a rally at Dodgers Stadium. Retiring pitcher Clayton Kershaw.
Thank you for showing up and watching us play for the last 18 years.
Dodgers beating the Blue Jays in a seven-game series for the ninth World Series title in franchise history. Gas prices averaging $4.66 a gallon. Jeff Scott, California News.
There's nothing worse than starting your day with knots, whether they're in your plans or in your hair. But good news, Tangle Teaser is here to untangle both.
I have a giant head with wild, tangly hair, and brushing it has made me cry since I was a little kid until now because I discovered the Tangle Teaser hairbrush.
With patented two-tiered teeth technology, it's the brush that gets it. No tugging, no breakage, no drama.
I was losing hair. I had whole patches in my head that were so embarrassing, but then I started using my Tangle Teaser and I'm seeing almost no hair fall in my brush anymore.
From detangling in the shower to styling for your next big meeting, this is confidence in your palm.
When you brush your hair with this, tangles come out like nothing. It feels easy. It's made for your type of hair. So if you have very fine hair or you are curly or straight, there's a Tangle Teaser for you. I have like two or three.
Find your Tangle Teaser match on Amazon. Use code TANGLE10OFF to save 10%. That's Tangle Teaser on Amazon and save with code TANGLE10OFF.
Mars Mega Storage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Mega Storage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:16. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. Lessons learned from destructive wildfires in Ventura County have given avocado growers a fighting chance to save their orchards when the next big blaze hits. Ben Faber, University of California Cooperative Extension Citrus and Avocado Advisor for Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties, learned from the effects of the 2017 Thomas Fire and last year's Mountain Fire that well-irrigated avocado trees can recover from a fast-moving blaze within 4 months. Faber cautioned growers to not give up on their trees, as fire damage in avocado trees can initially look bad but turn out to be superficial. You have to wait to let the tree tell you what's going to happen, he said. November 6th marks the one-year anniversary of the Mountain Fire, which damaged 389 acres of avocados, according to the Ventura County Agricultural Commissioner's Office. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Clouds and fog this morning with mostly sunny skies this afternoon. Highs in the low 70s. Southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight. Lows right around 52. South-southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow with about a 30% chance of showers later in the day. Highs in the low 60s. South-southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Thursday, sunny on Friday, mostly sunny Saturday and Sunday, partly cloudy on Monday and Tuesday. Low 70s Thursday, mid-70s on Friday, upper 70s Saturday and Sunday, mid-70s on Monday, 70 a week from today. Currently it is 39 degrees with some fog in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:18.
Are you buying or selling property? Your real estate agent is the key figure in all real estate transactions. We ask Gabby Romo, why choose you?
One of the things is the broker that I'm with, Central Coast Sotheby's International Realty. The name in and of itself, Sotheby's. It's a brokerage that is quality. It's a brokerage that provides value. It's a brokerage that provides clients first. One of the things that separates us from others is we're always there for our client, whether it's a holiday, whether it's 7 p.m. or whether it's 5 a.m. It could be a phone call, it could be a text, it could be an email, letting them know where they're at. We're going to address them first and foremost.
Go with Gabby. Gabby Romo Realty, serving the Central Coast. Gabby, what is the best way to contact you?
Gabby at GabbyRomo.com. G-A-B-Y at G-A-B-Y-R-O-M-O.com.
Step into the blenders and embrace the season in style. We're here to help you transition your wardrobe for fall. Slip into a soft sweater, long cardigan, or seasonal outerwear. Add a beautiful scarf to instantly refresh your favorite outfit. Complete your look with our stunning accessories and leather handbags, a perfect finishing touch. Check out Merle Norman's Fall Color Collection, everything you'll need to pull your autumn style together. Come experience it all at The Blenders, 538 12th Street, downtown Paso Robles.
Sam's Tree Service provides a board-certified master arborist and has 24-hour emergency service when you need it now. From tree pruning to tree planting, Sam's Tree Service is ready to serve. Count on the board-certified master arborist at Sam's Tree Service. Over 25 years of experience getting to the root of your problem, your reliable tree care and removal expert. Call for a free estimate or go to samstree805.com to learn more.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Palantir shares are down nearly 8%, even though the data analytics company reported an upbeat quarter. Investors are looking at cautious comments from a conference in Hong Kong. Morgan Stanley Chief Executive Ted Pick is among those expressing that stock valuations are high, making markets vulnerable to a pullback. Uber Technologies is making more, and earnings were better than expected for the summer quarter, though Uber shares are lower. Pfizer's profit and sales declined in recent months. Demand for its COVID-19 vaccine and Paxlovid treatments declined, though Pfizer is raising expectations for the year. CEO Albert Bourla says its agreement with the U.S. government to offer discounted drugs directly to consumers has provided Pfizer with greater clarity. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
If your cash is sitting in a savings account, it's at risk. Old school advice says save more, but today the strategy is broken. When inflation spikes, they print money or cut rates, your dollar shrinks. So do your savings. The solution? Own something real. Physical gold and silver. When the dollar drops, gold and silver prices rise. And with Noble Gold, owning gold is simple. Just visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and chat with a specialist. The knowledge is free. The protection is priceless. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult your financial advisor before making investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Living with diabetes? Don't take your foot health for granted. At San Luis Podiatry Group, with locations in San Luis Obispo and Templeton, we understand how critical proper foot care is to your overall health. For over 20 years, we've had an in-house podorthist, providing expert care and custom solutions. We offer prescription diabetic shoes and inserts, specifically designed to reduce pressure, protect sensitive areas, and help prevent complications. Because when it comes to diabetes, footwear makes a difference. We've been a trusted name in diabetic foot care across San Luis Obispo County for decades. Don't wait. Protect your feet. Protect your health. Call San Luis Podiatry Group at 805-543-7788. San Luis Podiatry Group, your step toward better health.
Wesley with Stove and Spa Center. It's finally getting cool, and we don't want to leave you out in the cold. Stove and Spa Center has a great selection of stoves, inserts, and fireplaces to get you warm and cozy in your house this winter. Don't miss savings on freestanding stoves, gas inserts, and fireplaces. How would you like being warmer this winter and save money too? It's possible with a fireplace insert from Cozy Heat. Cozy Heat's highly efficient gas inserts and fireplaces come in many styles to fit any home's decor. Save big on Cozy Heat fireplaces and inserts during Stove and Spa Center's Big Autumn Sale. All products we offer are on our website at stoveandspa.com. Save big on Cozy Heat fireplaces and inserts during Stove and Spa Center's Big Autumn Sale going on right now. Don't miss out on all the special offers at Stove and Spa Center. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero between Curb Rail and Laurel Roads.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech is ready to go, and it is brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore, the perfect Central Valley staycation. 238-5775, which you can also use that to text. 238-KPRL to get going on this Tuesday edition.
You say ever leave me alone, and now you're sorry, you're lonesome and scared, and you say you'd be happy if you could just come back home. Well, here's a quarter called
the Morning Exchange. KPRL.
Coming up this afternoon, protecting what matters. It may be Barry or it may be not, because he may have jury duty today. So we have it figured out, though. We'll still have the show. Jacob Zielinski, owner, gunsmith, Uncle Ed's Outfitters, will be in talking about comprehensive firearm self-defense training now available, and also some other things about the training as well, and probably some state laws. And then Election Day special, some folks will be in talking about the state of political discourse in the United States and the looming possibility of more political violence. And then also the importance of the no, hopefully a no, on Proposition 50, and then some other things as well. So that's all this after, we hope, this afternoon here on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM. Also, I have some more free admission, one free admission to the Salute to Our Heroes coming up this Saturday the 8th from 10 till 3 at the Astrea Warbirds Museum on Dry Creek Road. And they'll have a show and shine car show, first responder displays, military vehicle display, and reenactments, paratroopers, how about that, kid zone, and we'll have some food, beer, and wine. So all you have to do is email me, kevin@kprl.com, and I will let you know if you have got the one free admission pass for this Saturday to the big show. All right, as we get ready for Veterans Day coming up on Tuesday here on The Right Choice. Okay, let's see here. Why don't people vote? Why don't people vote? According to statistics, only, and again, I always round off, 56% of Americans vote. And that is combined elections. And, of course, it changes based on, you know, states and so forth. And an example of California, don't know what the percentage prediction is of this one issue vote. But the struggles that Americans have with voting is somewhat interesting, if not pitiful, in some instances. Now, there are those who believe that it's the civic duty and your responsibility to make a difference, to vote. Okay? And voter participation helps maintain a fair and functioning democracy. Everything from logistics to, you know, the economic part of it. Now, I came across this interesting article, and I'll just throw this out. I don't agree with some of this. And it goes on to say it is that voters need identification to vote in 36 states. Now, according to this, it says, because of that, 21 million Americans who don't have government-issued photo IDs are at risk of missing out. How do you not have, or how do you have 21 million people in the United States of America with no government-issued ID? And also to blame, according to this, is financial barriers. Limited information can make it, it says right here, limited information can make it difficult for older people, people of color, and low-income people to obtain an ID. They don't explain why. They don't explain why. But the limited information, where is the limited information? Particularly in California, they bend over backwards to make sure that everybody can vote. And for a long time, too. So you have this excuse, one of the excuses for people not voting. And again, they go back to the non-voters are more likely to be low-income, young, Hispanic, or it says Asian Americans, which surprises me a little bit. Again, they don't explain why that is. They have the same opportunities to go out and vote. And they get the same opportunities to read the information that affects them. Another excuse, election day is, well, they compare this saying that Sunday is the most common voting day around the world, except in the United States. Election day falls on Tuesdays in the United States, and it's not a federal holiday, presenting a dilemma for many workers who don't get paid time off to go to polling places. That's simply not true. That's simply not true. Also, people don't like to wait in line, so they don't vote. Now, the early voting and mail-in voting gives citizens more flexibility, yet not all states offer these options. Also, the voters don't feel candidates represent their views might choose to opt out. Again, we've had that happen here. And then finally, probably the most common, citizens are less likely to vote if they don't think their ballot matters. And the percentages have gotten high over the past few years. And also what this is saying, that many people, they don't bother to research the election because they didn't think their vote impacted the government, even though voting is one of the few ways for citizens to push forward policies they support. So this is a pitiful in the United States of America. And it's irresponsible. It's simple as that. You can't give me any excuse, with the, particularly some of the ones they have here. It's just irresponsible. There are many ways. By the way, here's something to think about, whether you it's, you know, of no interest or not. Unless you can find an argument against this, every single election matters. Because it eventually decides where your tax dollars go. And of course, we've always heard this, that the local vote, some of the biggest policy changes in our history started at local levels before becoming national movements. Things like, that many people may not be interested in, the education, your local school boards, obviously your councils and your supervisors, because they have the ability to get more money out of your pocket. And also, in many cases, can change the way your town is, the way it looks, the way it's developed, and so forth and so on. So every single election matters. Your vote matters. And to not use that is, again, irresponsible. There's no excuse. No excuse, particularly in California. Again, as I mentioned, that they bend over backwards to make sure that people can vote. We probably have, some of us have differences of opinion on that, but anyway, just something to start off this morning with, and let's see here. This is on the text. Is there a way to stream the Tea Party meeting for those who can't make it in person. Well, you'd have to ask the Tea Party people. I don't know if they have the necessary equipment available to do so. So that's a question for them. Let's see here again on this. Is there, does anyone know where to view the party? No, I don't. It's kind of the same one. I do not know. Also on the text, Prop 50 is, that's a good way to start off the day. Prop 50 is asking useful idiots to legalize corruption. Well, that's a very nice way of putting it. And here's something for you to take a listen to if it comes up the right way, and I hope it does because I played it earlier before we went on the air. Regarding the Prop 50 and also your governor, Newsom.
The essence of this moment, what Proposition 50 represents to those that have been bullied, to those that have been demeaned, to those that feel powerless, to those that are concerned about not only themselves but each other, our community, the city, our state, our nation.
Laughable. Democrats have a supermajority in the California State House. They hold every major office in the state, and now they're cheating on this bill to get it, and Newsom says they're being bullied and demeaned? Come on, Katie, this is funny.
We're the ones being bullied and demeaned. They're trying to take 5 seats away from the very tiny majority of Republicans that there are in California. But this isn't the first time, Trace, that Gavin Newsom has bullied us, right? We see the fire. He vetoed a firefighter bill, a raise for firefighters. It was a bipartisan bill. It was a small raise. He vetoed this because he wanted to spend money on redistricting. What else? We see that the Pacific Palisades residents have not rebuilt their homes. And the case in point, the big glaring one, is transgender athletes competing in girls' sports is highly unfair. But Trace, what has Gavin Newsom done about it? Nothing. He does not care about the little people. He doesn't care about our cities. He cares about himself. And
So anyway, that's part of Prop 50, and keep in mind of Newsom, what he's been trying to do. And so it's today is D-Day, I guess you might say, regarding that Prop 50, because as I mentioned yesterday, this isn't just about what goes on in Washington, D.C. with the redistricting. This is about doing damage, I believe, to the entire state. And don't believe the deadline. This is only temporary. Even if we believe it's only temporary, the damage will be done in the state. The damage will be done in the state. Again, for those of you, you still have time to do a little research and really think about this. How has the state been run? How are your taxes? Again, California among the highest taxed states in the United States. That's not going to get less. They're going to want more because they need more because they have mismanaged billions of dollars. They don't have the money, but they'll get it from you. So this redistricting, again, it's more than just what goes on in Washington, D.C. So something to think about before you head to the poll, or maybe you haven't even filled out your ballot yet. So just be aware of that. And also make sure you double check. When you, if you're, you know, doing the ballot or the drop off, make sure that you fill out everything correctly. They give you the dues, you know, what you need to do. It's pretty simple. It shouldn't be that hard, and there shouldn't be any mistakes because you want your vote to count. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, man. And for those that don't have time, you could be on your way to the polls instead of hanging out at the house. Voting doesn't take that long. I've been in countries. In my lifetime, where they closed down the country every election weekend. And they nationalized bus transportation and train transportation. They, at least at the time I was there, did not nationalize air travel. Mm-hmm. However, if you went, some places in Costa Rica, they vote with their finger in an ink pad. That's how they vote, with their fingerprint on the ballot. And the reason for that is so they have ID. They know who the person exactly is. When they if a vote becomes controversial, but the bottom line here is it's nowhere easier than this country to vote. All this trash that they keep feeding us about, they're too dumb to vote. Well, why? At other times, those are the same people that the same party is telling us should be running the country. I don't get it. Well, and you shouldn't either, and that should send up a red flag. Vote. It's how the country manages to maintain the biggest, best social experience ever to exist in mankind.
Well, let me go to this side for a moment here. When I mentioned about the so-called downtrodden people who somehow can't figure out a way to vote or whatever the reason, if they're that stupid, do I want them voting?
No. And they have to be exactly as you just said, stupid, not to be able to figure out how to vote.
Or it's easy. Or they're lazy.
Well, correct. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And if you believe this brat that's running this state, I've watched him lately. I think he's slipped a cog in the timing chain. To quote a gearhead, he slipped a cog. There's no question about it. I mean, he is rabid. And all he's doing is punishing you, the voter. Doesn't matter what party you're in. He's punishing you because he wants something. He's punishing you for voting in an independent board of bipartisan membership that decides how to draw these lines according to population and geographic location as they should be drawn. That's what happens now. This boy wants you to reverse that. You've already voted it in. It's a matter of law. The law that this governor is trying to change, you voted in. So did I. I voted for that proposition on purpose because redistricting should be done in an independent fashion. Shouldn't matter what party is in existence in certain districts. No, that's not the way you pick it because that party can change overnight.
Well, I look at it as this is an attempt to basically destroy the competitive party against the Democrats.
That's exactly right. To finish off the job of being a Republican in California, that's what this governor is trying to do. He's not trying to help you. He's trying to enslave you.
Well,
that's exactly what's going on.
Yeah, and slave us from to the point, as I keep mentioning, the taxation, but also to basically silent the people that he disagrees with.
Correct. In other words, no debate, no compromise, no practicing of a republic that practices democracy. That's what we do. We practice democracy. Mm-hmm. It isn't a democracy.
Yep, that it is. All right.
We'll talk soon.
All right, thank you. Hi, good morning. You're on the air.
Hi. Yeah, you know, I've never understood this whole problem with voting. I mean, I've been voting for, God, what's almost 65 years, maybe 64 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never had ever in my life have I ever had a problem with voting, either with an absentee ballot or showing up. I prefer to show up, but with the way things have been going lately, I've been putting my ballot in early lately. And it's all a lie. There aren't that many people that don't have a government-issued ID. People that don't have a driver's license and they don't have an ID that you can get from the DMV. I don't get it. I mean, honestly.
I find it extremely hard. And now, when I'm giving this number, I'm referring to adults, not kids, that 21 million Americans don't have some kind of government-issued ID. I can't believe. How are they existing?
They don't, because you can't get government assistance if you don't have a government ID.
Right, because they're lumping in this number of 21 million Americans with the downtrodden and the poor and all this other kind of stuff, and but unfortunately, Americans believe that, particularly the Democrats.
Well, of course. course they do, because they are not very bright.
They
do want the Democrat people to vote, but the thing that discourages me is people that are conservative or Republican, most everyone pays attention to what's going on, and we don't want our tax dollars being flaunted around and just thrown down the toilet. We don't. So we check it out, we listen to the news, we read things online to find out what's going on with our country and stuff. And if there's any conservatives or Republicans that don't vote, I think shame on them. Total shame on them. Because if you don't vote, you're a moron.
Well, if they don't vote, they are conceding a vote to their opposition.
Well, they're conceding the vote to an illegal alien is what they're doing.
Well, that could be in the conversation as well. But again, the voting is that you're right, and I don't want the excuses. I'm not buying the excuses. You have time. Your employer has to give you time. So I go back to, it's still your responsibility to do so.
Don't, you know what? If you want to drive a car in America, you have to get a driver's license. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. So you can make the time to go get your driver's license, but you can't take the time to vote. That's just incredible to me. It just amazes me.
All right.
You know, I've been sick for a long time, and I'm able to vote every year, no matter what happens. So people, get out there and vote. Vote no on this stupid proposition. We're a one-party state. What are they worrying about?
Well,
anyway,
they want to eliminate any chance of the party existing, because they can do.
Of course, they do.
They can do so much damage. I mean, for the people out in those rural areas that are going to be lumped in with Marin County, and even down south from out in the desert coming into the counties near Los Angeles and San Diego, I can't think of it, but can you imagine that? Because those counties, even though the majority of the populations are 85% to 90% registered Republicans, it won't matter.
No, it won't. So anyway, well, hopefully people will wake up and get out there and do their civic duty. I mean, it is a civic duty.
It is. All right. Glad to hear your voice.
Yeah, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. We're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. The City of Paso Robles has received an application for the development of a 154-unit residential development project located at 2930 Union Road. The applicant is seeking the city to allocate 154 general plan surplus density units for the project. This will not approve any other elements. This will be discussed in tonight's City Council meeting, which you can attend in person in the Norris Room at Centennial Park at 6, or listen right here on KPRL. Cal Fire San Luis Obispo, in cooperation with San Luis Obispo County Parks, will be conducting a vegetation management project at Marnock Grove Preserve in Los Osos. Slo County Parks and Recreation Department says hand crews will utilize chainsaws and chippers to remove dead, dying, and diseased vegetation to enhance fire safety in the area. Details of these and other stories coming up. Some fog this morning, then sunny skies for the afternoon. Highs in the low 70s. It's 39 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News. I'm Sue Guzman. Voters head to the polls today for some key races. New York City electing a new mayor. Former Governor Andrew Cuomo, Guardian Angels founder Curtis Sliwa, and Democratic Socialist Zohra Mamdani making their final pitches. Fox's Alexis McAdams.
One thing voters do agree on is that New York City is just too expensive, from everything from rent to a cup of coffee. But even Mamdani's own supporters tell me they're not sure if he can even deliver on plans for affordability.
New Jersey's election for governor between Democrat Mikey Sherrill and Republican Jack Cittarelli. President Trump endorsing Cittarelli during a teleconference last night.
You need to go out and vote for Jack Cittarelli, who's a great guy, a friend of mine, a great guy, a very successful man who wants to put all of his efforts now into really saving New Jersey.
America's listening to Fox News.
You know what's better than falling in love? Falling into fortune at the Tachi Palace. No painful heartbreak, just cold hard cash. Every Friday in November, win up to $5,000 cash or Tachi cash. Then stick around for our November grand prize drawings. You could win a brand new Toyota truck. So fall into fortune at the Tachi Palace, where falling actually improves your balance. Your bank account balance.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822. 88-22.
9.5 minutes away from 7 at the right choice, AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM. Time for sports, and it's brought to you by The Mattress Specialist.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Martin Weiss. The Cardinals break a 5-game losing streak, beating the Cowboys 27-17. Jacoby Brissett getting the start in place of Kyler Murray. Murray questionable until the inactive list came out, but dropped about an hour before kickoff and then was made inactive. Commanders linebacker Frankie Louvu suspended without pay for 1 game due to hip drop tackles. The Ravens have traded for Titans edge rusher Jermont Jones for a 5th-round pick that could become a 4th-rounder. College basketball tipped off. 13th-ranked Arizona beat 3rd-ranked Florida 93-87. Kelvin Sampson won his 800th career game, this one with the University of Houston. They're the number 2 team in the nation. In the NBA, the Timberwolves beat the Nets 125-109. The Nets winless so far on the season, 0-7. The Rockets get their 4th win on the year, beating the Mavericks 110-102. Dallas 2-5 to start the year, winless on the road. I'm Martin Weiss.
All righty, coming up, we have the Raiders. They have the short week. They'll play the Thursday game. We'll have it at 5 o'clock. They take on the Broncos here on KPRL. Sports was brought to you by The Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night. 13th and Riverside and Paso Robles. Hey, remember that Valley Fresh Market in Atascadero, it's open and they're looking to hire some folks. So if you're interested in a new career as a grocery clerk, or if you have some culinary skills, go to valleyfreshmarkets.com. Click on Careers Atascadero to apply. It is that easy. Okay. Moving right along here on this Tuesday edition of The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL.
North County weather.
And 99.3 FM. Weather is brought to you by Avila Traffic Safety in Atascadero, family owned and operated. Areas of dense morning fog and then mostly sunny turning out. Low 70s, clouds tonight, overnight lows in the low to mid 50s. And maybe, just maybe, a couple of showers later in the day on your Wednesday. Right now, that is sitting at about, oh, I would say 30% based on what I'm looking at here. And then Thursday, some clouds and sunshine, low 70s, sunny, mid-70s Friday, upper 70s Saturday, Sunday, mid-70s Monday, and low 70s with some clouds a week from today. Today's UV index will be 4, up and down, 6:29 a.m., 5:06 p.m. We are at 40 degrees. Weather was brought to you by good folks at Avila Traffic Safety, where they service, supply, rent, and they sell traffic control equipment. Just go to avilatraffic.com. The Right Choice, KPRL. Let's see what time we have. It is 6.5 minutes away from 7 o'clock.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
The world-famous pet alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's. They are your most complete firearms trainer and supplier in the county. As we check in to see what animals may be out there on the highways and byways and get them where they need to be, and it's home sweet home. Yes, indeed. Home on the range or wherever. All right, looking to my left here on the famous board, the blackboard here, there is nothing to report on the world-famous pet alert, but Mr. Garcia, again, you are not getting a day off.
Oh, boy.
And I got to tell you, with this one today, it's...
I'm not going to get it, or it's going to be too easy.
I don't know which way, but I'm just loving this question.
All right.
I saw this, and I got, oh, man. Oh, I couldn't wait. I saw this yesterday.
Well, you're really hyping it up. Don't keep me waiting too long.
Okay, well, I'm hyping it up only to just put a big pin in the bubble, probably. So here it is.
Sure.
You are always looking at something. In other words, when you're looking at something, but your brain chooses to ignore it.
Your nose.
How did you know that?
I just remember that from science class.
Gosh.
When we're talking about eyes.
Well, you had better science teachers than I did, because I don't remember that at all.
Sometimes I just remember random little factoids here and there, like the question about us sharing DNA with bananas.
Well, as a matter of fact, I may have something similar to that tomorrow.
Oh, boy.
So you're always looking at your nose. Your brain just chooses to ignore it. Okay.
Until you start thinking about it, then you can probably start seeing it.
Then you start to look cross-eyed, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, that's, I didn't burst my bubble, but I didn't think it was going to be that easy. But again, you had obviously better sign teachers than I did. All right, World Famous Pet Alert brought to you by Uncle Ed's. They are your new San Luis Obispo County-wide approved concealed carry training team at TascaderoGunShop.com. All right, it's time for trivia. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles in Templeton, and out at the airport, known as the One Niner Diner. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply, and they are on file. All right, speaking of the nose, our nose is extremely important, particularly when it comes when we smell food. You know, we smell those certain things like, oh, man, that's good. However, food can lead to health problems. In other words, people get fat. What state has the highest rate of adult obesity in the United States of America?
Oh, boy.
What state in the United States has the highest rate of adult obesity? 238-5775, 238-KPRL. All right, to the phone line we go. Hi,
Mexico.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning, Mexico.
Mexico is not a state of the United States. Last I checked, Chris, is it?
I don't think so.
Unless
he meant New Mexico.
Well, Your Honor, that's not what I meant to say. Well, you said it. Okay, so you're done. You're done. Hi. Good morning.
Mississippi.
One Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi. No, not Mississippi. So for those of you, I don't know if you folks did that on the West Coast when we would play touch football. You'd hike, you go one Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi, and then you can rush. Of course, we would go one Mississippi, two Mississippi, three. Hey, you can't do that. Shut up. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. I bet it's Wisconsin.
I bet you're wrong, sir. Okay, I'm going to give you, let's see. No, I'll take one more before I give you the fantastic hint. The winning hint would work. So when I get down, you're writing it down now?
Yep, I think I got a guess.
Okay. Nope.
Darn.
All right, here we go before I give you the hint. Hi, good morning.
West Virginia.
That was going to be my hint was going to be almost heaven. Almost heaven. Yes, it is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's West Virginia, sir. May I have your name, please?
This is Bob Johnson.
Bob Johnson, have you ever been to West Virginia?
Yes, I have.
It's very pretty.
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful out there.
Yes, it is indeed. All right, Bob, we have you down as a qualifier. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye now.
All right. Following West Virginia, the states with the next adult obesity rates are... I'll let you know.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Armada Drive. Today is election day for California's statewide special election. Only one question is on the ballot, yes or no, on Proposition 50, which proposes to redraw congressional district lines without an Independent Citizens Commission unit until 2030. You can find your polling place and more information at slowvote.com. Polling locations will be open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. The city of Paso Robles is asking residents to remember to keep storm drains clear of leaves and debris as we head into the fall season to help water flow freely during rainstorms. Details of these and other stories coming up. Some fog this morning, then sunny skies, highs in the low 70s. It's 40 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
All right, following Almost Heaven, West Virginia for the obesity in adults, it is 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, Arkansas, and Louisiana. Now, the adult with the lowest adult obesity rates, Colorado and Hawaii. There you go. Okay, enjoy your breakfast. We've got two more to go this hour, brought to you by Sam's Tree Service. Free estimate, 805-610-8266.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.